Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast. Rag and Bone Man, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
You've been spending a lot of time in Ireland. We're glad to have you.
I know, I'm practically a citizen.
Listen, I think you and I share a love of something, although I think yours may be destroyed by the dog in your house. Do you love Crocs?
Well, I have, yeah, I do, because they are ridiculously comfortable.
Thank you.
But I bought myself a couple of really nice pairs.
Mm-hmm.
I bought, you know, the little things, I don't know what you call them, that you can stick in them to kind of decorate them.
My daughters are obsessed with those. Charms, they're
charms.
Called.
Okay, yeah, so yeah. I had a Wu-Tang pair.
Nice.
With all the, you know, Wu-Tang members on them. And then I bought myself a really nice pair of, like, Chicago Bulls ones. Limited edition, whatever.
Yeah, excellent.
And my dog ate both pairs.
This is Ernie.
Ernie.
Yeah. No, I don't mean to laugh. Sorry, I'm a sneakerhead, Like, yeah, it means
me
the
too.
World. Footwear is everything, right? So you got Jordan 1s on today. I'm rocking 6s.
Like, okay.
You know, I understand when someone ruins your shoes, it's the worst thing. I don't mean to laugh, but so Ernie eating it is funny.
I caught him twice with a pair of my shoes in his mouth.
And did you stop him?
And I stopped him. But one of the pairs was
don't do it to
the Spike Lee promo.
Spizike promos.
Promos, and it was pair 1 of 3.
You are kidding
me. And he had one in his mouth, and I've never shouted. Because those are super rare. Like, nobody has those. Yeah, he hasn't been near my Tribe Called Quest ones. So.
Oh, you've got them as well?
Yeah.
You see, this is the kind of conversation that I could have all day. But listen, we need to talk everything. Right. We need to talk music. We need to talk live stuff. We need to talk everything you're doing over the summer. So you've been on tour with Pink.
Yes.
Tour with Shania.
Yes.
I mean, we're loving it. Are you enjoying yourself?
I am, actually. Do you know what? I haven't been here that many times.
That's so right.
I played the Olympia a couple of times.
Yeah.
I don't know that much. And I haven't been here that much. It's actually nice to hang out here and spend some time. You guys have got some amazing restaurants. And just the nightlife and people. People seem to have a lot of fun here.
So there's this thing, obviously, that we're famously, the Irish people are famous for our warm welcomes. But sometimes, you know, because we're Irish, we don't know whether that's true or not. But have you felt welcome here?
Well, I have to say, the audiences, you can feel it.
Mm.
It is, I have experienced that warm welcome. Everyone's been super nice to me. And even though the gigs I'm doing are not my own gigs, so to speak, I'm a support artist. It feels like my own gig. So
talk about supporting Pink. I mean, obviously you guys have that incredible song together, Anywhere Away From Here, which is just so amazing. Really love that. But how does it come about? Like, is it just simply a case of someone in management talks to someone in management and it's all agreed? Or does Pink reach out? Or how do these things happen?
I when we were getting ready to wrap up the last record, I had a meeting with my management and some people at my label. Because we were wrapping it up.
Yep.
And we were like, you know, it's time to talk about artwork and all the stuff that you have to talk about. And I hadn't even thought about a collaboration on that record, to be honest.
Right.
And I wanted to work with Pink for a long time. And I just hadn't had the right song to approach her with.
Right.
And I was like, if there's any song on this record that will work, it's this one. And I was like, can you just get me her email? Just so I can send
it across.
She might say no.
Sure.
She, you know, she might air me, whatever. But I've met her a couple of times.
Okay.
I met her in a show in Paris, and then I met her at the Brits. So we kind of know each other.
And you don't ask, you don't get.
No, exactly. And I sent the song, and she said yes. And it was like, that's amazing. And then to be able to support her, not only support her, she was like, do you want to come on and sing the song?
Come on, yeah.
So I got to do that as well. Which was amazing because my family was there. Yeah. My dad, bless his heart, he's 73 years old and he rode his motorbike all the way from East Anglia in the UK over to Wales and got a ferry over.
No way.
He's 73 years old and he came over for the show and I was like, and he was in absolute tears.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And then you got Shania.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it just gets better and better. Like,
you know what? I didn't know what these shows were going to be like.
Yeah,
you can never really tell what the audience is going to be like. But they have been mad. I've only ever played Dublin, Belfast. Never been anywhere else. And I played a gig in Cork. Did not know what that was going to be like. It was insane.
Really?
It was insane.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Now, we've been playing a lot of your new song, What Do You Believe In? And I wonder, does that inform what the new record is going to sound like? Is it going to be that kind of stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
It was, there was two songs that I started with. One of them was called The Right Way, and this song. The way it works with me usually is I write songs, and then I have a moment where I'm like, now we're onto something.
Okay.
And you pinpoint the songs that these ones are going to set precedent for the rest of the record.
Yeah.
And I just like, they sounded to me more like positive, and I don't go into something going, I'm going to write happy songs.
Sure.
But I certainly wasn't into writing sad songs and breakup songs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's an album full of like hope.
And basically, I think that's one of the things that I don't know if you get enough respect for and props for from the general public. I know the people in music know this, but like your writing and production is all over your music and other people's music. Yeah. Like you work really, really hard doing this, and it's at an unbelievable level.
Thank you.
No, it really is.
You know what?
Really
I'm a great believer in like learning from people.
Yeah.
And I've worked with a lot of different producers and songwriters. And even if I come out of it and I haven't written a song that I'm going to use, I always see it as a lesson. And I've always learned something from someone else. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And the way that someone else works that isn't the same as the way I work. And it makes you a better songwriter. So
amazing. I think October is the album's coming out, isn't it?
18th of October.
Are you done with it now? Are you still messing around?
No, you have to at some point put it to bed.
Because it'll never be done otherwise.
Yeah, otherwise I'll just keep going back and then it'll be the 18th of October the year after.
Do you know what I mean? We're constantly waiting for this record to come out. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, quick fire round before you go. Okay. I do this with all my guests. What are you currently obsessed with?
Oh, what am I currently obsessed with? Studio Ghibli.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This is the animation studio?
Yeah.
So what turns you on to that?
Well, most of what my kids watch is absolute rubbish.
Right.
Right? So I just turn off from it. I'm like, I can't watch this. I can't listen to it. Let me watch it. But my son Jesse, we just started watching this film called, I think it's called A Grave for Fireflies.
Okay.
It's an old one. And then he started watching Howl's Moving Castle, Spirited Away. And I was like, yeah, I can get down with this.
Okay. So something you can connect with. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Great shout. Who's the most famous person in your phone? We already know you got Pink's email, but.
Who's the most famous? Russell Crowe.
That's pretty famous.
Yeah.
That is pretty famous. When you think back to when you say you were 8 years old in, we call it second class here. I'm not sure what it would have been called, but in school, and 8 years old, what was in your lunchbox? Or did you get school dinners?
Yeah. Well, my mum was always on like benefits.
Right.
You know, because my sister was, is Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So my mum could never really work. So we always have free school dinners.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a big lad. So I got to know the dinner lady very well. And that's what you do.
Yes, smart move.
Yeah, pay her a little compliment now and again. You look nice today, miss. Get a second bit of cake.
You get the second bit of cake? Yeah. And what can you remember? Did you have a favourite meal, a favourite like serving of something?
I do. I remember liking, it's probably horrible really, but it's like a sausage casserole kind of thing. I don't know what it
sounds
was.
Sounds nice to me.
I mean, it was just mashed potato and sausages and a bit of gravy.
And a big stew or something. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, sounds amazing.
It was all right.
And the final question I ask everybody, and I know it's a weird one, but I don't wash my legs in the shower. So I want to know, do you, Ragnar? You do?
Yes, meticulously.
Scrub a dub.
But then my missus takes the mickey out of me for it all the time.
All right.
Because she's like, you don't need to scrub that much. But I'm a bit of a clean freak.
You love doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, look, thank you so much for taking the time to come in. Best of luck with the new album in October.
Thank you.
Maybe come back and we'll have a chat then in October if you're releasing it. Yeah. I'd love to have you back.
And give Washing Your Legs a try.
Well, I'll try it.
See,
I don't know.
It might
change my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Know. Ragavan, thanks a million for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Cheers. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.